Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in to the show and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in and welcome. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And then you can press the number 1 on your keypad and I will put you on the air for your opinions or comments if you'd like. All right, now today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Let's see. Before I get into the show, right now it's 85 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of 93 with a low tonight 73 and sunshine. Okay. Tomorrow 92, high 92, low 73 and scattered thunderstorms. Thursday 92, 74 with scattered thunderstorms. Okay. So we're looking at some rain Wednesday and Thursday, but today enjoy the sunshine and stay cool. All right. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. And today's word of the day is dedication. 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 Dedication is a noun, and it means a devoting or setting aside for a particular purpose or use. The second meaning is a name and often a message prefixed to a literary, musical, or artistic production in tribute to a person or cause. Number three is self-sacrificing devotion. And four is a ceremony to mark the official completion or opening of something, as a like a building or something like that. That's a cation. Okay? And so that's our word of the day, and I am dedicated to my listeners, my listening audience. I'm dedicated to you guys, and I want to stay that way. All right, so that's your word of the day. Grab it, put it in your vocabulary, and use it how you see fit. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Now, I guess we'll go ahead and get right into the show. But let's see. Before I get into the show, I have something to do for 1 minute. So y'all listen to the music, and I'll be back with you. Well, let's do something different.
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasure, so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Burgerlicious, but I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a taste of what I got, so delicious. Taste, taste, taste.
Burgerlicious, burgerlicious,
Burgerlicious definition, make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can no other lady put it down like me. I'm Burgerlicious,
so delicious.
My body stays vicious,
business, he's my witness. I push a boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a slice of what I got, so delicious.
Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me up and down, looking at my. I just want to say it now, I ain't turning around.
Hey, thanks guys for that. And again, welcome to the show. And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's show, again, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244 is their number, and you can please tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Today's episode is entitled, An Atlanta Woman Says an Uber Driver Sexually Assaulted Her. Okay? And so we're going to discuss an ongoing investigation into allegations of an Atlanta woman who says an Uber driver sexually assaulted her after leaving a bar at 2:30 a.m. in Atlanta. Now, a few things here that I want to talk about, and this mainly is aimed towards my female listeners. And what I want to say is that Uber drivers, okay, this service, I think it's a great service, of course. I think it's a great service. I think they have a great idea. But you have to, when you're doing this kind of service, you have to take a good look at the people that you employ to handle this service. And if it's going to be, you know, if you're going to put perverts and things like that into your business for picking up people and taking them places and picking them up from places and taking them home, things like that, your business isn't going to last long. Uber's going to have to be a great deal more careful in screening their employees, finding out who's driving, all this stuff. I mean, you can become an Uber driver, I guess, within a few hours. I'm sure that you can go online somewhere and apply and start driving today, start making money today as an Uber driver without them knowing anything really about you. Now, I don't know if they do any kind of background checks or anything like that. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that when women are out and about, now, this young lady obviously was alone. And I guess obviously she had been drinking. And it's 2:30 in the morning. The only people on the road at 2:30 in the morning are truck drivers, people who have to drive at that time of night, and drunk drivers, people who are driving after being at the club, drinking a lot, and doing this and that. It was a great thing for her. It was the right thing to do to call Uber to get her home if she had been drinking, so she wouldn't have to drive. It probably would have been better for her to get a guy that she may have been partying with at the club to drive her home. it may have been safer for her to get a guy that she had been partying with at the club to drive her home. I'm sure that she didn't know that the Uber driver would try to take advantage of her being intoxicated. But that's no excuse for the Uber driver. If you're an Uber driver, then do your job. Pick the woman up, take her where she wants to go, drop her off, and get paid. And go about your business. Now, with the investigation, the ongoing investigation, the Uber driver, you're going to be, if her allegations are true, you're going to be in deep doo-doo. Because they're going to find you. And once they find you, they're going to arrest you. So unless you've taken off out of the state or whatever, look for the police to find you soon. And, you know, I don't get this about women. Now, I don't know the circumstances surrounding this incident. I don't know if she went to the club by herself. I don't know if she, was with friends and got separated from friends because the friends went one way, she went another. I don't know if the friends weren't ready to go home at that time of the morning or whatever. But at 2:30 in the morning, you call an Uber driver to pick you up. You've been at a club, you've been drinking and having a good time, and you know, some guys see a woman drinking, have been drinking a lot, and maybe, you know, a little beside herself as a ticket for some type of sexual activity. If I get her drunk, it's going to be over. If she get drunk, it's going to be over. I'm gonna be in those panties like you wouldn't believe if she get drunk. You know, you take advantage of her. And I guess some women take advantage of men like that. But only if you know the person. If you don't know the person, I mean, you're an Uber driver and you pick someone up, you don't know that person. So what? She's drunk. You still have to do your job and take her home. Now, or did she, you know, was she coming on to the guy, sexually coming on to the guy? I don't know. I don't know the circumstances around this. I just saw this story. And all I can give is my opinion. But to tell the ladies that out there who are listening to the show, please, I mean, handle yourself. You know, you would not ride home with a stranger if he wasn't an Uber driver. You would not just randomly pick a guy at the club and say, hey, can you take me home? No. I mean, and there's no excuse for the Uber driver. But he saw it as an opportunity. She's drunk. She doesn't know what's going on. I look in my rearview mirror, and she's back there just laid out. Oh, my goodness, I'm going to pull over here, and I'm gonna try to hit this thing. I'm just being 100 right here. Pulled over in some park at 2:30 in the morning and tried to have sex with the young lady, and she didn't want that, and they say that she scratched him and this and that to get him to stop, and that was the end of the story. They're still investigating it. So I don't know what happened after that. I don't know if he put her out of his car and went on, or if she got out of the car and ran, or I don't know. But she called 911 and they took her to the hospital. Now, I don't know if he was able to penetrate her or whatever. You know, if he did, hey, he's in deep doo-doo. Right? He's in trouble. And they're going to find you. Whoever this Uber driver is, they're going to find you. If you don't think you did anything wrong, you may as well, you know, go ahead and go to the police station and tell them who you are and tell them your side of the story. But ladies, if you're in this situation, or if you're ever in this situation and you need to get home, first of all, you shouldn't be out there at the club alone. Like I said, I don't know if she was with friends or not. Maybe she was with friends, and maybe she came there with friends, and then the friends decided to leave early, and she didn't want to go, or the friends decided to stay later, and she was ready to go, so she called her an Uber. So, These people that run Uber have to be better, I don't know the word that I'm looking for, but you have to be better at vetting these people, these drivers who drive for the company. You have to find out who they are, what kind of background they have. You got to find out all this stuff about these people before you put them on the road as the face of your company, and then some of them go out and do things like this. That shines a bad light on Uber. That's going to cut down your business tremendously. People hear about this, and I don't know if you guys have heard about it, but when people hear about this, especially if it's true, and if it comes to light soon, if it's true, then the news is going to grab a hold of it, and you're going to hear about it. And when that happens, I mean, everybody's like, man, I'm not grabbing an Uber. I'll call me a cab. I'll get on the freaking bus. Well, at 2:30 in the morning, I don't know what's going on, but man, I'd rather call me a cab than an Uber. Uber's getting a bad reputation. And it's all because of the drivers. And ladies, don't subject yourself to a sexual assault by getting in the car with a stranger, an Uber driver. I guess a taxi is a stranger as well. But it seems at least that these taxi cabs are safer as far as that goes. You got a petition in between y'all, and, you know, you tell them where you want to go, and, you know, that's that. But Uber, you just get in the back seat of somebody's car. Hey, I'm an Uber driver. You call Uber, I'm an Uber driver. I'm here to pick you up. Let's go. And you get in the car with a stranger, and he takes you off to a park and wanna have sex with you. Ladies, you need to run in pairs at least. At least you at least need to have another friend with you. Or more. But at least one. It's not 2:30 in the afternoon. It's 2:30 in the morning. I don't know what she's thinking. My goodness, I you know, I mean, I'm a man, and I'd still think twice about getting in the car with a stranger at 2:30 in the morning. Unless I got my little chromed out 380 with me. Then I'd do it, especially by yourself. But if I'm out and I got a couple of my buddies with me or one of my buddies with me, I'm okay. I'll get in the car with an Uber driver then. And I'm a man. But women, and I don't know what she's wearing or anything like that. None of that stuff has come out. But if she was dressed provocatively and, you know, which means, you know, she got on some type of short skirt and maybe, you know, got her boobs pushed up or whatever, she may be a good-looking woman. Man, you know, I'm not saying that, you know, you can't wear a short skirt. I'm not saying you can't have your breasts sitting up and looking pretty. That's, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you can't do that when you're alone with a stranger. And you're drunk. Man, call you a cab. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and listen live to the show. And you can press the number one on your keypad and give me your thoughts and opinions. And, you know, I sympathize with the woman. But at the same time, I'm also saying, man, that was a dumb move. That was a really dumb move on her part. And I know it's hard to think when you've been drinking like that. But she got an Uber driver, and he was a bad Uber driver. He wanted something more than just a tip for taking her home. And again, I'm just saying this to the ladies. You have to run in pairs. You have to run in groups when you're going out late at night and going to be out late at night in a club. I try to tell my daughter that all the time because she's always wanting to drive her car when her and her friends go out. And I don't mind that, but all I'm saying is that if you're going to drive your car and you got to go pick her up and her up and her up, and y'all going out to hang out in the club, and you're going to be drinking, I know. You got to be responsible for that. And then now you got three people in your car that you're responsible for because you're driving. And then once you take them home and drop them off, now you're out all alone on the road by yourself at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, you know, to be conscious of this stuff. But I commend her for not drinking and driving. That's commendable. Don't drink and drive for sure. But when things like this happen, that should make all you women think twice about being out late at night, drinking, clubbing, by yourself. And you know another thing now, I don't know if this woman is black, white, Latino, whatever. I don't, Asian, she may be Asian, whatever. But I'll put my money where my mouth is and say, I got $50 to say that she was white. I'm not being no kind of racist or nothing like that, but that's how some white people think. Ah, nothing's going to happen to me. Come on. Why not? Just because you're white? Nah. You may be white, but the Uber driver could be white as well. Perverts aren't just black people or Asian people or Latinos. You got white perverts as well. So, you know, but like I said, I put $50 down and say that she was a white woman. Out drinking late at night, 2:30 in the morning, at a bar. I guarantee you most black women don't do that. They try as hard as they can not to go out by themselves. If they got friends that back out on them, they like, well, you know, Tasha didn't want to go tonight, so I don't have anyone else to go with me. I'm going to stay home. Black women try not to subject themselves to that kind of thing. But white women, white men as well, they'll go out anytime. They'll hang out at any time of the morning and think that nothing's going to go wrong because of the color of their skin. And again, I'm not being racist or anything like that. That's just what I've observed in my years here on this earth. Hey, that's all the time I have, guys. Take care of yourselves. I told you I was going to have a great story for you today. I have another one for you tomorrow right here on the Frank Williams Show. And I'll see you guys in about 23 in a half hours. This Frank, I'm over, and I'm out.
Hey,
see
y'all,
you.
We got this thing we want.